As a science writer, I attend both literary and science festivals, each with its own distinctive atmosphere. The literary festival often treats its authors as treasured exhibits, perhaps seating the writer in a cosy armchair on stage alongside a pot plant. Science festivals tend to be more flamboyant, best approached with dramatic flair. Attending a festival can be a difficult time for authors. Many of us are shy, not particularly fond of the spotlight. I have to confess I'm the opposite. I love it. Apart from the thrill of getting a new book published, standing up and speaking to an audience is my favourite part of the job. I get a real kick from performing, whether the audience is 10 or 500. That range reflects the realities of festival life. Often you have no idea how many will turn up. A big audience provides a particular buzz, but a small, intimate group can be very rewarding, as there's a chance to be more interactive. Whatever the audience size, though, the author is in the hands of the festival organisers. Usually, they do a great job, but it would be wrong to deny that there are some issues. The biggest bugbear is payment. Festivals can be very stingy in this regard. I've attended big, high-profile festivals where all the author receives is travel expenses or a few bottles of wine. It is quite a bizarre concept that the person who is the only reason that the audience turns up doesn't get paid, while those responsible for the venue and the lighting and the catering and so forth rightly expect reasonable remuneration. Only one festival of the hundreds I've spoken at has ever offered a percentage of the ticket price, which is surely the fairest approach. There can also be logistical difficulties. I attended a festival once to give a talk based on my book Build Your Own Time Machine. There was an enthusiastic crowd of around 400. Afterwards, I had the longest queue I've ever had for a signing, at which point the organiser shuffled up and apologetically told me that they had ordered copies of the wrong book. As it happens, I had a single copy with me, which I'd used to illustrate something in the talk. I ended up with two of the audience members at the front of the queue having a pitched argument over who was going to get it. But I shouldn't overemphasise the negative. A well-organised festival is a delight. Perhaps my favourite so far is the Isle of Man Literary Festival. To make it worth the journey, I was there 3 days, giving my own talk, spending a day in schools, and interviewing another author about the work of Nigel Neill, his father. The evenings were spent sociably in the company of other authors and the festival organisers. It was a heartening experience. So, while I continue to beg festivals to remember that authors need to make a living too, long may these wonderful events continue.